Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ukraine conflict, European war, global North war, world war. The Secretary General of NATO traveling in Asia at a roundtable in these last days, talking about deterrence of the Russian, Chinese, North Korean aggression, meeting with and commenting on South Korea. And the headlines are very promising. South Korea, U.S. both have roles to play on nuclear deterrence. This is Jan Stoltenberg. So we think that as long as nuclear weapons exist, especially as long as we see that authoritarian powers are having them and actually investing heavily in modernizing them, as we see what China is doing in increasing the number of weapons and the range, and also what North Korea is doing, then nuclear deterrence still has an extremely important task to fill. Commenting on this is David Maxwell of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, because though the immediate topic is nuclear weapons, it also suggests that South Korea has changed course and is now ready to confront the Chinese aggressor, the Russian aggressor, the North Korean aggressor, or in some fashion begin that dialogue. David, a very good evening to you. I don't want to overinterpret remarks by the General Secretary, but it is highly suggestive that South Korea is making decisions that are important in terms of the alliance arrayed against Russia in Ukraine and against China as its threats to Taiwan. Is there change underway? Good evening to you, David.
Good evening, John. Yes, I think there has been an evolution over the past year with the election of President Yoon in South Korean foreign policy. And, you know, from the time that he assumed office last May, he has talked about North Korea as the main enemy. He has talked about South Korea as a global pivotal state. He has talked about South Korea stepping up to its responsibilities. And he has already begun to take actions to be a partner in the arsenal of democracy, the most recent being a $40 billion sale of tanks and artillery to Poland. And I think we're going to see more and more military sales from the South Korean defense industry because they are producing excellent equipment that is interoperable with the U.S. and thereby interoperable with NATO. And so I think they're going to fill a void that exists in the very high tech, between the high tech equipment of the U.S. and expensive equipment of the U.S. and what our allies in NATO can afford to purchase. So I think it's going to be a very positive development by South Korean, the new administration in South Korea.
Reading these reports, there's a little ambiguity, so I want to clarify, if we can, David. This is about South Korea providing assistance, support, alliance with those opposing Russia in Europe. However, there is the very large suggestion by Jan Stoltenberg. This is also about NATO providing support to South Korea to deal with the aggression of North Korea. Is that new, David?
Yes, I think it is new.
Extending NATO that far, that's what I mean.
Yes, I think that is new. If NATO, and I'm not sure NATO as an organization will contribute to the defense of South Korea, but certainly NATO countries participated in the defense of South Korea during the Korean War. The UK in particular, and other countries, Turkey, and the like. So there is precedence for NATO countries as sending states to the UN command. But I think that we're seeing a much greater asserting of NATO in global affairs. And of course, South Korea and Japan were invited to the last NATO meeting in Spain. And I think the Secretary General extended another invitation to South Korea for the next one. So I think that I think what we're really seeing are countries and organizations line up along the lines of those who wish to protect the rules-based international order, protect democracy, and stand firm against authoritarian regimes who are causing problems in the global community.
Secretary General Stoltenberg was participating in a roundtable in Seoul at a think tank. And he was also making remarks about the world as he sees it. The report is that he designed the world as in two parts. There's Russia, China, and North Korea, and then there's everybody else with NATO and alliances. that very much is big thinking. Is that something that's embraced by South Korea, that there are just two choices here, either the North Koreans and their Chinese and Russian helpmates, or there's NATO?
Well, I think that I think it comes out in their latest strategy that was just released last month, in which about a dozen times they talked about defending the rules-based international order. And so I think that South Korea clearly lines up on the side of like-minded democracies. And I think the Secretary General is really describing the world in terms of democracy versus authoritarianism. And clearly South Korea falls in on the side of democracy.
Then we come to a difficult to navigate, because I don't have the history. You'll help me, David. The Prime Minister of Japan, Fumio Kishida, in a recent global tour, made it very clear that his country is awakening to the Chinese threat by doubling its defense budget and by participating in an aggressive fashion to contain China's ambitions to conquer Taiwan. I understand there's long history, and it's not a good history, between Tokyo and Seoul. Has that in any fashion been addressed in these talks about alliances or working with NATO or working in the Pacific to contain China?
Well, as I said, both Japan and South Korea were invited to the last NATO conference. But what we're seeing is improved relations between Korea and Japan because of the very real threats from North Korea, from China. And we see the Japanese national security strategy released last month talk specifically about defending Taiwan in addition to its territory that is threatened by China in the first island chain. And so South Korea and Japan, of course, have a tragic history with the Japanese colonialization and occupation of Korea, and there are still disputes. But today we see a meeting between the North Korean and Japanese nuclear envoys who are looking at the North Korean problem. We are seeing discussions on resolution to the forced labor issues of South Korean workers forced to work under wartime conditions by Japan. So we are seeing improvements in the relations. However, those historical issues will always be present. But I think we're seeing a positive effort being made by President Yoon and Prime Minister Kishida to put national security and national prosperity first while trying to manage those historical issues without impacting on national security and national prosperity.
Were you surprised by Mr. Stoltenberg's visit and remarks and the response by South Korea, or was that in train for some time, David?
I was surprised. I think the very strong remarks from the Secretary General about deterrence, about proliferation, about support to Ukraine, and really a very positive response by South Korea in all aspects. As I said, from South Korea, their policies have been evolving, but NATO being rather forceful or aggressive in a good way outside of Europe, I think is also a positive development. And it bodes well for all of our alliances among the democratic countries around the world.
The Republic of Korea is a democracy, meaning there's always dissent. What has happened to the faction that wanted a rapprochement with North Korea? Are they in defeat, retreat, or are they retrenching?
I think they're retrenching. And I think that is, South Korean politics is, it's messy. It's, much always in conflict. But something that we don't see too much in the press about, though, is the National Intelligence Service is conducting investigations of North Korean cells inside South Korea. The Cultural Engagement Bureau, the 225th Bureau that's charged with developing political opposition inside South Korea and to try to subvert the South Korean government and society. South Korea has taken an aggressive effort to root out these cells and bring to justice those who collaborate with the communist North.
David Maxwell, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. South Korea, ready to join the fight? I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.